Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Knoblauch strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stubbs hits a line drive off the glove of Larkin, and into shallow right field. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is hit by the pitch. Pagliarulo moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fletcher bunts towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. Gantner moves to third. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive off the glove of Pagliarulo, and into shallow left field. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Bones catches it and throws to first to double up Puckett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stubbs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Stubbs reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stubbs moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive towards right. Munoz catches it and throws to first to double up Fletcher. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive beyond short. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Tapani covering, for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Seitzer scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Pat Listach pinch runs for Jim Gantner. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Listach scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Wayne now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing second base. Bruce Ruffin now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Scott Laos pinch hits for Mike Pagliarulo. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Laos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gagne hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Fetters now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Laos now playing third base. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive beyond short. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stubbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Carl Willis now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munoz strikes out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Laos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a line drive for a single. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive beyond second. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Laos moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Mack reaches second base with a double. Laos scores. Hill moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Randy Bush pinch hits for Chuck Knobloch. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Mack scores. It's Brewers, 4, Twins, 4. Jarvis Brown pinch runs for Randy Bush. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Dan Plesac now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Jim Austin now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing center field. Kirby Puckett now playing third base. Scott Laos now playing shortstop. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a line drive beyond short. Laos can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Willis juggles the ball. That's an error on Willis. Fletcher moves to second. Bob Kipper now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Fletcher moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. William Suero pinch runs for Scott Fletcher. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suero scores. Molitor scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 6-to-4, Brewers. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Kirby Puckett now playing second base. Scott Laos now playing third base. Donnie Hill now playing shortstop. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-4 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett now playing third base. Scott Laos now playing shortstop. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-to-4, Brewers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing shortstop. William Suero now playing second base. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Laos strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.